and welcome to the Inner Bitch, Inner Truth podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacquiri, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love.
In this first episode, I talk about the bitch wound that I have and ultimately the reason why I named the podcast the way that I did. So I hope that you guys enjoy this. My perfectionist is coming up for me right now and telling me how the episode is not perfect, but I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it raw and share with you along this journey as well that like you guys are with me in this process and I'm learning as I go. And this is part of it. This is part of my message even is that in order to get something out in the world that you want to share, you just have to start doing it and you're not going to be great at the beginning. So this is my beginning podcast episode. I say, it might be annoying, but it's real and it's raw. And I know that over time it's going to get better. So I hope that you enjoy it and stick around. I actually grew up very shy and I never thought that I would be sharing some of the most personal stories about myself, but here we are. And here's this podcast. And really the reason that I'm doing it is because I know the powerful healing that occurs when you hear someone's story that is similar to yours and they have overcome the thing that you're dealing with. And if you can understand how they overcame that obstacle, it gives you hope and perspective that you can also overcome yours. So that's really what this podcast is about. It's about me sharing all of the shit that I've been through and also interviewing other women and probably men too, just on the things that they've had to overcome in their life and how they did it. And ultimately just so that you can expand your subconscious mind and see what's possible for you. So there's this story, I don't know if anyone has heard the story of the 4-minute mile and how up until the 1950s, it was thought of to be impossible to run a mile in 4 minutes. And once someone achieved that, then it was like they proved that it was possible and there were all these other people who now could run a mile in 4 minutes. And so there's just these barriers of human potential that we come up against. And if we can find someone who has broken through that barrier and kind of use them as, oh, they've done it. Like I should do the things that they're doing. And I can do that for myself too, because our problems are super similar. Like that's what this podcast is all about. So I want to talk for a second about the name behind the podcast. And this is something I need to give a shout out to Dr. Kirsten DeWitt. She actually gave me the name of this podcast because she's been helping me with business and accountability stuff and knew that I really wanted the core of this to be around a bitch wound, around the fact that we all have this inner bitch and some of us are not friends with it. And it causes a lot of chaos and disruption in our life. And we wish that we could get rid of this part of us. But the thing is that you need your anger in order to access your truth. You need to know what your soul will and will not stand for. And anger is actually the avenue in which you can distinguish and decipher that information. So I have a huge bitch wound, and that's what I wanted to share in this first episode, because the few times that I did share it with some girlfriends, they were like, oh my gosh, it sounds like you are talking about my life right now. And so I know that a lot of women go through a similar pattern when it comes to being a bitch, because I think for women, just overall in general, it's like we get called all these different names and for having emotions, for having anger. And so we'd rather just run away from our anger instead of using it. and using it effectively. And so that's really what I want to anchor in, is that there is a way to effectively use your anger in order to establish boundaries in which you are respecting yourself and the other person is respecting you, and that you are actually respecting the other person by sharing that boundary. But the boundary setting is not easy. It gets very complicated. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. So in order to fully share this story, I have to go back to my childhood and kind of lay the groundwork on why I am the way that I am. And basically, all growing up, I was in more of a like militaristic household, where my dad wasn't in the military or anything like that, but his dad was. And so the way that he kind of disciplined was along the same lines, because that's what he knew to be true about parenting, because that's how his dad raised him. So there was just one way to do the tasks, the chores around the house. There was one way to do them. And if it wasn't done perfectly, you had to redo the whole thing. And the way in which it was told to us to do these things was in a harsh manner. So what was modeled to me was that, you know, there's only one way to do things. This is the way. And when you don't do it that way, you get like bitched at and told to redo it. And it's like, there was no other option. You only had this one option, and you had to conform. You had to do this thing. So fast forward to just leaving the house at 18, going away to college. I was so thankful for my parents, and they equipped me so well on the things that, on being a responsible adult, on having that strong responsibility, on doing things on time. And there's a lot of things that I am so grateful for. And at the time I was like, oh yes, and my parents, they set me up. I know all the right things to do. And here I am, I'm living with girlfriends. I'm living in a 4-bedroom apartment, and people are doing things differently than me. And I have no idea what's going on. I'm just like, how do they not understand that this is how you do the dishes? How do they not understand that this is how you clean the bathroom? Like, how do they not understand? And I just kept going on and on in my mind of like, how, like, why are people leaving lights on? Why are people doing this? Why are people doing that? And I just kept like, I did not have the capacity to understand why people did things the way that they did. And they were different from me, because I knew the right way to do things. My way was the right way, because that's what I was taught. It was confirmed over and over again that the way that I am thinking about things is the right and correct way. And so I would, and then when they would have a difference of opinion, I would basically be a bitch, because that's literally what was modeled to me. And that's what I knew to be true about the world. And what ended up happening is there was this very clear moment, and it was actually what my spiritual awakening, where I was just like, holy shit, the universe does not revolve around me, where I was sitting on my bed and I was in a fight with like all of my roommates. And I was just like, why does no one understand me? Why are they doing things this way when it's supposed to be done this way? And now I'm like fighting with them. Like, what is happening? What is going on? Like, am I in the wrong here? And it was the first time where it was like, yeah, Sarah, you are the common denominator here. You are the one causing the issues. You're the one saying that they're doing it wrong, when maybe there's multiple correct ways to do something. Maybe that's true. Maybe that can be true. And it really, literally took that moment for me to realize that different families do things differently. And so then the children from those families will do things differently, and it won't look the same way as you. And just because they're doing it differently doesn't mean that you're wrong or that they're wrong. Like, you both can be right. Both can be true. And that was the moment I really woke up and was like, okay, what now? And from there on, it was just like, I was aware of it. So I would just notice, okay, that thing's coming back online for me. I'm being a bitch. I'm being a bit dramatic right now. Like, why do I think that this is the only way to do this? And I had to just keep like checking myself. Like it's like I had to observe myself and say, okay, Sarah, you are doing that thing again. Like, can we do something different, or do we need to keep doing this? And in the beginning, I was very unconscious most of the time. And to be honest, I don't fully remember a lot of the details, because that's also a huge wound for me of not having friends, really, of not having great friends, and of being like, I was the one to ruin the friendship. It was my problem. It was my fault. And it had a lot to do with me just not understanding and accepting people for where they were at. It's like, I always expected these other things to happen, or to be true about them, or for them to be more aligned with me or something. I'm not really sure, but the point of that story is that I legitimately thought that I was in the right. I woke up to realizing I wasn't in the right, and that I was ruining a lot of friendships. And it was my fault, because up to this point, it was so easy to just blame everyone else involved. It was so easy to point my finger and say that they're the one that's wrong, when actually I had to point that finger back at myself. And it was just a huge moment where I was like, whoa, I am the problem. And there's a lot of sadness that also comes with that, because it's like, well, why can't you be different? And I've dealt a lot with that, and a lot with the, like just being very hard on myself. And, yeah. So where to go from here in the story? So basically, I was this ultra bitch, realized I was kind of the one at fault. I got into a relationship with my college boyfriend, and he taught me a lot about, he accepted a lot of the small things that would like flare up that were still in my system that I wasn't able to check. And he was able to deal with that pretty well. And he really taught me a lot about just accepting myself for where I'm at. And then there were a few things that happened that made me just be like, okay, Sarah, like it's time for you to be something different. It's time for you to act in a different way, because you're still being a bitch. And I don't want to ruin this relationship too. So you need to do something different. And there's this voice that would come online all the time. This is such a common voice that comes online for me. And it's like, okay, this isn't going that way. This is not going the way that I want it to go. So I guess I'm just going to have to do this now. And that's still a pattern online. So maybe over time we'll uncover together what exactly that is about. But with this relationship, I decided, I was like, I do not want to be a bitch. I do not want to ruin this relationship. So I need to change. So I flopped all the way over to just being like submissive and just doing everything that I could to keep these friends and to keep the peace. And this is a paradoxical thing, because it's like I flipped over to keep the peace, but then there were like moments where the bitch would lash out, and it was like, shit, Sarah, like, why did you do that? But because the more that we try to suppress a way that we are, that is unhealed, the more it will come out without you have zero control over it. And it's the weird paradoxical thing that happens where if it's not integrated, it will run you and you have no control. So that's a huge reason why becoming friends with your bitch is actually the way to go, because that means that it gets integrated into your system and you have more of a handle on it. So that's what happened. I went and I was like totally submissive and I was just like, yep, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. I want to keep the peace. I want everything to just be chill and good. And I'm going to be chill now. I'm not going to be a bitch anymore. I'm going to be chill. And then, that relationship ended. I moved to Illinois and, basically just like started all over, it feels like, and started ND school, got a whole new group of friends. And I was still in that like submissive space. And I got into a toxic relationship. And it was toxic because I was in that submissive space where I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be chill. I didn't want to be a bitch. And still those moments of being a bitch would flare up and go back down and flare up and go back down. And then I realized at the end of that toxic relationship that I need to stand up for myself. I need to have a way to use my voice. I need to be able to stand up for what I know is not right about a way that someone's treating me. And it took a lot for me to actually do that. And once I got out of that relationship, it was like I was healing this all over again. I realized that I had let so much happen to me that it never would have happened if I stayed true to myself and if I stayed true to feeling my anger and then acting upon it. And it wasn't until after all of this that I realized that there's actually two different kinds of anger. A lot of the time you'll hear in spiritual communities about, or even like psychology circles, where there's projection and how whatever you are getting mad at in someone else is something that is actually a denied aspect of yourself. So when you see someone else being such a bitch and you're like mad about it, then there's this kind of anger where it's like, well, you're only mad about that because you hate that part of yourself. You hate the bitch in you. But as soon as you can make friends with the bitch in you, you have a lot more compassion for that person being a bitch because you're like, ooh, I know that that person's actually just really wounded and that's the wound kind of lashing out, so I can have compassion and love for that situation rather than being mad at it. So that's projection. That's a wounded anger is what I've come to call it. And then there's this other kind of anger that I call sacred anger. And this kind of anger is literally your soul saying, I deserve better. And it's the anger that comes online when when your boundaries are not steady and firm, and someone has come across where there should have been a boundary, and you get angry, and you get angry because your soul is like, I need a boundary here. I deserve better. I need better than what is happening right now. And that's where a boundary needs to be placed. And as soon as that boundary is placed, that anger goes away and it's fine. And it's that situation doesn't anger you anymore because the proper boundary is in place. So those are the two different kind of angers that I really have come to know in these past few years. And it's hard because I'm still healing from my bitch wound. But what happened after that toxic relationship is that I would like date and I didn't really know how to say what I needed. I didn't know how to place those boundaries. I also didn't know which feelings that I had of anger. I didn't know which ones were the wounded anger and which one was the sacred anger and which one I was okay to place a boundary. And so these past few years for me has been a lot of experimentation of boundaries and placing boundaries that are too rough and placing boundaries that aren't strong enough. And it's just been this give and take kind of play around with, like, how do I need to act towards people? What's okay? What's not okay? What can I say? And now basically I'm in this space of, I'm still figuring it out, and I'm still worried that when I place a boundary or when I say something about a situation that is, I guess, more of a sturdy stance, whenever I say that now, I still get worried that I was a bitch, and I still question, was that okay? Was the delivery of that all right? Because I just get so worried that, like, I can be intense. I know that I can be intense, and I can get very passionate as well. And especially when I'm advocating for someone or something that is important to me, it just comes out with all this energy. And I'm like, oh man, I know that there's this wound that is not integrated. And this is the key. The wound is not integrated in me yet. I'm working on the integration. I'm working on loving this part of myself. And I still have judgment for it. I still have judgment for when I lash out and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Like, that was not the proper thing. This person did not deserve it at all. And I mean, at least now I'm able to fully take responsibility where there was a situation that happened a few months ago where I was just a straight up bitch. It was like, I wasn't feeling well and I was in clinic and this girl like wanted the light on and I really needed like only the lamps on, not the light on. So I went and like flipped the light off or something. And I was like, she can go like sit in the other room. And I was a straight up just bitch. And it just didn't feel good in my body. And that's how I knew exactly that that wound had come up, because as soon as it lashes out, I feel this cut off feeling inside my body where it was just like, ooh, that doesn't feel good. In this instance, I took radical responsibility, which you are definitely going to hear me talk a lot about. And I went over to her and I was like, that I am so sorry. That was 100% my own shit that had nothing to do with you. I'm sorry that I like hurt your feelings and that I pushed all of that onto you. That was not appropriate. And I'm really sorry. She was really thankful for that, but I still think that after that, she was like, I don't really know about Sarah. I don't know what to think of her. Rightly so. And that's even my own, as I'm saying that out loud right now, it's like, that's my own judgment. Even now coming in, like, I still do judge myself for these bitch moments that I have. And that's the thing that I mean, I'm right here healing with you during all of this. I don't have this podcast to claim that I've healed and I've done all this stuff perfectly and that I'm complete, because that's just not true. I have done a lot of healing and I have changed a lot in the past 10 years since starting all of this, but I'm still not perfect and I'm still working on integrating this wound, because that's the way that it works. If it is not integrated in your system, it will come out at times where you don't want it to and where you're like, you're still mad at yourself. I definitely, after that situation happened, I definitely still felt like I was pretty hard on myself. Not as hard as I used to be though. So even that is progress. It's like, the bitch thing wasn't as intense and the way that I was mad at myself wasn't as intense. And I guess that's something to be expected, that you can expect on your journey, is that, you know, these moments might still happen, but it won't feel as strong as maybe it does right now because you've healed parts of it. But it's a grayscale thing. It's not black and white. It's not like you have the wound and then you don't. It's you have the wound that, you know, when your cup is low, there's more probability that it's going to come out. And it might even just come out even when your cup is full, and it comes out in moments where you don't even realize, because it is a subconscious thing. Which this is why I'm so passionate about meditation or mindfulness practice, because there's these subconscious patterns that are constantly playing out in our lives, and we don't even realize what we're doing a lot of the time, because we're just, it's basically like we're on autopilot, but we think that we have control and we don't. And so that's why, you know, this morning where I was a bitch to this girl, like it just kind of happened before I even had a moment to understand what I was doing. And I think a lot of the time that's true for a lot of people, but I also know a lot of people like will do that, but then justify to themselves that what they did was correct and okay, and not ever question, am I the problem here? And I guess that's the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway for this episode is we all do these things that we will convince ourselves that we are correct about. And we don't ever stop to think that other people could be correct as well, and that maybe it's us, maybe we're the problem. And that's okay. Like, you might be the problem, but that's okay. And just because you are the problem doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you and that you're like defective or that you need to be fixed. Because being fixed and being healed, I kind of see as two different things. It's like they're like, this wound is just part of your journey. It's part of the process of what you are meant to learn in this lifetime right now. When you're going through these different situations in your life in order to learn things, like right now, because of all of that that's happened in the past, I think that I have a lot greater of an awareness that there are multiple truths that are true, but opposing at the same time. And so that makes me a lot more understanding of people and a lot more compassionate to the opposing viewpoint that I have, because I was able to understand that, you know, 10 years ago. And so since then, I've been really anchoring into that knowing. And so now it's like I hear all of these different sides to stories, and I can understand how all of those different sides are true. So that's a big part of my work actually as well. But anyway, my point is that you go through things in your life in order to learn things. There's a greater, like the situations that are happening right now, there's a greater purpose for them. And I do believe that everything is happening for you, even though you don't understand why in the moment. And that hardship truly is here to teach you things, but you have to be open to hearing and open to understanding what those new lessons are. Back to mindfulness and why it's so important is because these unconscious things that are happening in our life, we think that we have control, but yet if we get still enough and if we become the observer of ourselves, we can see and understand why we act the way that we do. And a lot of the time it comes back to our conditioning and back to the way that we were taught when we were growing up, what we were taught was true, and also what was modeled by our parents. Like, what did they do in their daily lives that we were always seeing that they weren't necessarily teaching us, but we learned that way. We learned through mirroring. And especially when you're children, you want to grow up and be your parents. Like, you want to be an adult. You want to do the adult things. So, you know, there was just a lot of, I'm the adult and you listen to me and I get to make the rules and I get to do this and I get to do that. And so I grew up like literally being that and thinking that that was the correct way to be. So that's really my bitch wound. That's the story that I wanted to share. And, just this whole pattern of it being like ultra bitch and then flopping all the way over to being submissive and letting a lot of shit happen to having to find middle ground again and really play around with boundaries and play around with the way that I set those boundaries. Because a lot of the time, if you grew up in a dysfunctional household, a lot of the times you'll go to set boundaries and you'll be too rough with them, actually. And you think that, you know, having really strict, clear boundaries is the right thing, and it is. But there's a way in which to put them up. But when you're still wounded and when you're still figuring it all out, you can kind of overcompensate. And that's okay. And maybe you don't, but that is what I found to be true for myself and also witness to in other people who are going through healing, just seeing the way that they're putting up boundaries. And it's like, it's too much. And it's still a wound coming through. So it's just, it's a give and take. You have to kind of play around and use your real life to navigate and to experiment, because you're not going to do it perfectly. And the more understanding that you can have with yourself, the more understanding that you can have with other people. Or even just if you focus on being more understanding with other people, that can translate over and you being more understanding of yourself as well. So I hope that this is helpful. And I'd really, really love if you're listening to this and you have a story, I would love to have you on the podcast. Right now, I'm going through and finding people to bring on to the show and to talk about their experience. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a bitch wound, but just with emotional healing in general, or even just a situation like a hardship that you had in your life that you were able to overcome, I would love to have you on. So shoot me a message and I'll put my info in the show notes. And until next time, I am sending you all so much love.